We're in the sun here in the south of the county, on the in between Ballintra and Ballyshannon. You mentioned a guy there called Matt Edwards, and his involvement in the rally has taken a huge hit on the opening stage of the day. Donegal Bay, over the almost 15 kilometres in South Donegal. He has broken a diff on his R5 Polo, and Matt Edwards and David Moynihan, who were seen as one of the favourites for this event, losing a lot of time on the opening stage. Just looking at my notes, there's the guts of 25 seconds he's lost due to a busted diff, and that means with stages 2 and 3 also to come and the diff broken, it looks like Edwards could be losing more time in the next two stages to come before they go into service. And in the overall standings unofficially, Matt Edwards, a 3-time British champion, and David Moynihan alongside them. These guys led the event, of course, last year up until the final day where they had an accident in Atlantic Drive. They're now sitting in 10th position overall, 25.9 seconds behind the leader, who has carried on from where he finished last year in 2022. Josh Moffat and his co-driver Andy Hayes in their Hyundai i20 are leading by 3.9 seconds from the Polo of Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. So already Moffat laying down a marker. Devine on the pace, but he was complaining about the stage being a wee bit more bumpier than he thought it was on Ricky. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy had a very, very steady time of 7:42.9, and that was 6.9 seconds slower than Moffat. They sit unofficially in third position overall in their Fiesta. Outside of that, Sam Moffat is in fourth in the i20, 7 seconds down on his brother who's leading the event. Desi Henry, who's Paddy Robinson on board, is a further 5 adrift in fifth. Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson, the visitors from Wales in their Polo GTA R5, they also lost 14 seconds to the leader in that opening stage, sixth overall. Robert Barabel and Gordon Noble are a further 2 back in seventh. Johnny Greer and Niall Burns are a further 1.2 behind in eighth, with Dean Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan in their backyard here, just on the outskirts of Donegal Town. They sit 22 seconds off the pace in ninth. And then we have Matt Edwards and David Moynihan unofficially wrapping up the top 10, 25.9 seconds adrift of the leader, Josh Moffat. Again, Edwards having major problems with the diff, and he's going to have to wait till he gets into service if he gets that far, but his hopes of doing well in Donegal have taken a big hit on day one. As for Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, Eaves, of course, a Pedico man, not too far from home. He should know these roads well, and he's shown that as well in his time in that two-wheel drive Corolla. He's the top class 14 car, 11th overall, and a time of 8:03.9 for Kevin Eaves. The milkman, Declan Gallagher, is not too far behind. He's in the Toyota Starlet rear-wheel drive, 12th overall, 6.2 adrift. They are the leading contenders in the two-wheel drive category, followed by Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien T20. They sit 14th overall, and they sit a further 1.7 seconds adrift off Gallagher. And you add that in, it's going to be 7.9 seconds adrift then of Kevin Eaves after the opening stage. So there you go, John. That's the early battles here on the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally Ireland. The leading crews have all completed stage one. They're now heading out to Rock Hill, which is going to start at 12:53. And then after that, they have got the Kopany stage, which is due to get underway. Looking at my timesheet, roughly around about 25 past one this afternoon. But here at the end of Donegal Bay, just outside Ballintra, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, they made a big statement on stage one. They lead by 3.9 seconds from Callum Devine, and Gary Jennings is sitting in third.